brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Up in New York City and other areas around the country, they've been caught testing dangerous experimental drugs on the foster children they've kidnapped. Well, now they're testing pesticides on them. But I guess that's okay if you're a yuppie out there. You like Arnold for president, so why not like pesticide for foster children? Another headline, Netherlands hospital euthanizes babies and is very proud of it. And euthanasia taking place all over America, becoming more and more public. People begging not to be killed are being murdered. It's all mainstream news telling you how great it all is. Oh, testing pesticides on kids, pretty good. Killing people, begging for their lives, pretty good. We've got these articles for you. It's torture's good, open borders are good, foreign Nazi krauts for president are good. Again, folks, I'm part German. I don't mean that meanly. I mean it almost sarcastically about Schwarzenegger. But the point is the guy is a Nazi punk. And boy, do I have some new news for you on Schwarzenegger. He's in Texas right now getting a $20,000 a plate campaign fundraiser. He won't say if it's for governor or president. And yesterday, I was going to go up there, but I was just so busy fighting the New World Order here, I didn't do it. I really don't have any desire to get near these people. I got enough of being just a few feet from them at the Republican convention. And no, I'm not a Democrat if you tune in for the first time. I'm talking about just being around the evil, being down there on the floor. Lord Bush, Herbert Walker made quite an announcement yesterday for Arnold Schwarzenegger. For those of you that are still in denial about it, and I'll tell you about that when we get back from break. It's going up on Infowars.com. In the next 30 minutes or so, and it's going up on ArnoldExposed.com later on today as well. Yeah, George Herbert Walker, the old CIA director, the old UN ambassador to China, the super sleuth, man running the op in Dealey Plaza. Evidence is very clear. We know he was on the ground there. This gentleman had quite an announcement for Arnold yesterday. You may be wanting to hear about. Again, there's no way Arnold's going to run for president, is there? No, there's just been now going into the second month. Well, we're 6 weeks into it. Second month will be over in about a week. Every news channel, every night, everywhere, how wonderful it is, how good he is, how he should be president. And the polls just a few months ago were 80% against him. Now CNN had one, I don't believe this poll for a minute, 66% why they say people's feelings on this are softening. So don't later go, Alex, why didn't we do something? No. And by the way, William Sapphire came out and said it's going to be Arnold against Hillary. He said that last week. It's like I said a month ago. I got these people figured out, and neocons will go out and lobby. I will be told by the Republicans the only way to win is with Arnold. 1 year out from the election, repeal it. Go to all your state houses. He is our savior. The drumbeat will not stop. You're looking at 4 years of continual Arnold Schwarzenegger worship. And if you say to a Republican, well, he's pro-abortion, pro-gun control, pro-open border, pro-stem cell, cloning, they'll say, shut up, devil. You are of the devil. You are talking bad about a messenger from God, a disciple of God, a gift from God. That's what they say about Bush. You're talking about a gift from God, and you don't talk about a gift from God. Well, I guess God sometimes does curse countries with evil leaders. Maybe it is what we deserve. Perhaps they're actually right in a way. We'll be back with George Bush's announcement for Arnold.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Unofficially, the new film I've been working on that'll be ready, that'll be released February 27th of next year, in about a little under 3 months. It may even be released a little bit early, but I'm just giving myself the time because with something this powerful, we have to make sure it's done properly. Unofficially, really, it's Police State 4. But when people get the idea with Hollywood movies and stuff that, you know, as the films progress, they get worse. Well, actually, with our films, as they progress, they get better. Police State 3 Total Enslavement that I made last year has been hailed as one of my best videos. But Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, I think is going to be my best film. Because it's going to cover everything. It's not just about the Republican National Convention, because we zoom in on the characters at the Republican National Convention. We show people, it's just indescribable. There's too much that's going to be in this video. The Arnold Nazi connection, the Bush Nazi connection, the latest 9/11 information, it's just incredible. the police state of New York, the Soundwave cannons and weapons, Bohemian Grove, I confront Michael Gergen, Skull and Bones. I'm very excited about this film. And later today, you'll be able to watch the 4.5-minute trailer for Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Okay, that announcement out of the way. Just keep your eyes peeled on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Coming up, Ridge quits Homeland Security post. Meet the new puppet, same as the old puppet. Princess believed bodyguard was bumped off. Reason I cover this is this last week was in the British news. A new videotape where she thinks her boyfriend was killed. And then, of course, 2 months before she was murdered in Paris, she said, they're going to kill me in a fake auto accident on video. But they won't release that, but they admit she taped it. Prince Charles will kill me in a fake auto accident, I've already been told. And boy, when she got pregnant, and when the phone tap showed that, it was over for her. They're not going to have, you know, some Arab married into the royal family. And I'm just covering that because it finally has been on NBC, and now it's here in the Associated Press, and we'll go over that. I mean, I've had press call me before for articles in Vanity Fair for major publications. And about half the time they go, well, you believe the conspiracy theory that they killed Princess Di. And I go, gee, in polls it's about 78% on average. The polls are in the high 70s, low 80s in England. And she said they were going to kill her in a fake auto accident. And then, gee, they turned the cameras off in the tunnel. And, gee, her car had been stolen the week before and then had been returned, magically all detailed for her. And then her security didn't have a problem with it and didn't check it out. And, gee, they kept her at the scene for 45 minutes and then drove 20 miles an hour in the ambulance. And it goes on and on. And, gee, she said her husband was going to kill her. I mean, he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident. And you die in an auto accident. Oh, man. Man, I'm a conspiracy theorist. It was American Legion magazine. Yeah, they brought that up to me, too. By the way, our ArnoldExposed.com did make Time Magazine this week, and I was aware of it, but I just hadn't gotten to it. People are sending me emails about it. A little blurb. A lot fairer than CNN, though I know that it's all part of the same body. CNN has this lavish report yesterday talking about how Morgenthaler Jones is this grassroots woman who cares, just a middle-class lady doing this for Arnold, how great she is. And there's this guy, Alex Jones, what's up with him? And I'm told there's going to be this huge USA Today article. I didn't even look today. It's today, tomorrow, or Friday. They're not specific about it. There's so much serious news, and I don't want to spend all day on Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I hope you take me serious, because we need at least $20,000 to run ads in Sacramento and L.A. and Austin. And it will have an effect, because at that point, we can force the media to put us on some of the big TV shows. Right now, Morgenthaler Jones, that I know of, has been on over 50 national TV shows. She's been on CNN 6 times, not counting a blurb that ran on headline news every hour for 2 days. We, on the other hand, have been given a 20-second blurb on CNN that aired a few times, and she got half that time. I mean, she's on Good Morning America for 10 minutes. She's on all these shows endlessly, along with all the senators and congressmen and George Herbert Walker Bush and all of them, pushing for Arnold to be president. Jay Leno. I mean, we're into the 6th week now of just wall-to-wall, endless, total media saturation about how wonderful Arnold is, how he's got to be our president, how they want to change the Constitution. They're just acclimating you, getting you used to hearing about this. It's a basic basic psychology. And after I cover this, we'll get to New York's guinea pig kids. After they grab your child, they test AIDS chemicals on them, treatments on them, they test pesticides on them. That's BBC out of ABC News. Netherlands hospital euthanizes babies. I've got adults here being euthanized. I mean, this is just what's going on, folks. But before I go any further, you know, I wanted to go up to this in College Station yesterday, but I just had too much to do. And if I went up there and tried to bullhorn Lord Schwarzenegger and Lord Herbert Walker Bush, even though it's against state law, they've lost a bunch of lawsuits, College Station will still have you arrested, even if you're on public property. And the media probably would still ignore it, no matter how many people we got up there, what we did. So I didn't go to this event, and he's in Dallas right now getting a $20,000 a plate fundraiser. They say thousands of people are there with $20,000 a plate. But again, he won't say whether it's for the gubernatorial run or presidential. I'm not sure I'm even going to run for governor. Meanwhile, he's out raising money. This is a tactic they use. Oh, there is no Patriot Act 2 6 months after it's introduced. Or Karl Rove's advising Arnold on how to run for president, and everybody's pushing him, but he's not going to do that. Maria Shriver comes out in Vanity Fair and says. He didn't say exactly that, though. Reuters picked up on it, and the headline, Maria says Arnold won't be president. Then you read the article, it doesn't really say that. Oh, I believe he'll amend the Constitution. I'm all for it. My foreigners deserve it. But it won't be my husband. Don't worry. Governor receives Bush Award. Others like Mikhail Gorbachev get it. Who could also be your president? And countless others. George Soros could be your president. Governor Vicente Fox. Governor receives Bush Award. Former President George H.W. Bush presented Governor Schwarzenegger an award for public service yesterday and suggested that the foreign-born former action movie star could someday be elected president. In regard to him ever being president of the United States, my advice to you, Aggies, and to any of those doubters, don't bet against Arnold Schwarzenegger. Bush told about 2,500 people attending the award ceremony at Texas A&M University. The former president didn't endorse Schwarzenegger for the nation's highest office. Oh no, just Karl Rove and all your minions are. But he obliquely referred to recent discussions about amending the U.S. Constitution to allow a foreign-born citizen to be president. Schwarzenegger, who was born in Austria currently, is ineligible for the White House, but Bush said people have been underestimating him during his entire career as a bodybuilder, actor, and now governor. Schwarzenegger tried to downplay the presidential speculation about himself, but he said immigrants should be able to have the opportunity to run for office. See, but just like the recall, they'll let conservatives start the recall, they'll pull McClintock out and stick Schwarzenegger in. Same thing will happen here. I'd like the opportunity, he replied, eliciting much laughter, when an immigrant questioner in the audience said he didn't believe immigrants should be president. An immigrant in the audience didn't believe it. Of course, not because of me. I only have an interest to fix California, the governor added. But I think that if someone lives here a period of time and votes and all that and makes good contributions to the community, I think someone, should have the right to also run for president. I'm going to get you. Eating is not cheating. I'm going to dominate and rule over you. I want to control people. I want to be washed up like a Nuremberg. I have dreams of being king of Earth every night. Wouldn't that be a good I mean, come on, people! You try going to Austria and trying to run for president over there. But they got everybody behind him. It's wall to wall into the sixth week of it being a top news story on a nightly basis. And they're going to keep pushing it until you just expect it. And they're not going to have anybody on these shows against Morgenthaler or Jones, the minion of Arnold. No, it's just going to all be positive. 24/7. That's your indicator. Just like President Bush said, don't underestimate him. don't doubt it. Resistance is futile.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to four separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
My friends, there is a claim by a lot of industry-funded groups that the oil supply is running out, and that's why they have to jack up prices on you. But we've caught the globalists creating artificial scarcity with water, with diamonds, and then artificially depressing the value of things like gold in the past. This is what they're masters of. And I've seen a lot of evidence towards the fact that we have an overabundance of oil. Now, that doesn't mean that they aren't going to artificially jack up the prices and that there isn't a crisis. But I said after the election was over, I said that I would, after Bush was installed, as I said he would be, I'm not bragging, folks, it was staged from the start, that we would cover peak oil. So we're going to have folks on the next few weeks who are believers in peak oil, that there's no oil left, basically. And today we have Lindsay Williams, who worked for one of the big oil companies up in Alaska, and who wrote The Non-Energy Crisis, joining us in the third hour. Now, in the second hour of this broadcast today, we're going to have Paul Watson, Lord Watson from the United Kingdom. That's a joke, folks. Lord Watson, yes. From England, you know, where they have lords. and so that is coming up as well. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. But Governor Bush's daddy, again, the former president, now his son is El Presidente, up in College Station, said don't underestimate, don't bet against Arnold Schwarzenegger. My advice to you is, to doubters is, take this seriously. In regard to him ever being president of the United States, my advice to you, Aggies, and any of those doubters, don't bet against Arnold Schwarzenegger. Bush told about 2,500 people attending the awards ceremony at Texas A&M University. And then people started standing up saying they were against him. Oh, man, I wish I'd have been there. I need to get video of that. Does somebody take that off Dallas News or College Station News? And then somebody stood up and said, I'm an immigrant. I'm against immigrants being president. And Arnold said, well, I think we deserve it. And he's got his wife running defense going, Arnold will never be president. Well, that's the headline. Actually, she said, oh, we're going to amend the Constitution, but it's not going to be for my husband. It's like she said, oh, he's not running for governor. After he'd already covertly told his advisors months before he was. It's all staged. And they'll just deny, 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 where they keep announcing it every night, just acclimating you to accept it. Meanwhile, on page 22 of this week's Time magazine, they have the Amend for Arnold crowd and the little blurb about how we're fighting them at ArnoldExposed.com. Look. Folks, I've gone out, I've been working on the TV ad, working on the radio ad. We've called Sacramento, called L.A., we got the prices. We're going to get these on the next few weeks. But we need more money. And believe me, you want to strike at the heart of the New World Order, this Schwarzenegger thing can be easily derailed. It is an uphill battle. But they're going to make it. They're arrogant. They're in your face unless you stand up against them, unless we somehow force the media to cover the fact that the majority of us are against this and it doesn't make sense and who Arnold Schwarzenegger really is. If we just let them have reports every day for the next 3 years, which they're going to do, just every day, everywhere, how good it is, how positive it is, and don't force them to cover the fact that the majority of us are against it and how crazy this is, then they're going to get away with it. And why is Schwarzenegger dangerous? Because he's totally compromised with all his Nazi, pro-Nazi comments and the rest of it, and pro-Hitler comments and all the drug use and all the gay porn. He is totally compromised. And he's already given $5 million to the Israel lobby. And, folks, he's in their hip pocket. And they could care less if the guy admires Hitler because they can crush him anytime they want. But you can forget the Israel lobby. They're only about 10% of this. It's the neocon lobby and the Bohemian Grove lobby, the George Shultz's, the George Herbert Walker Bush's. Arnold's been going to that for decades, since 86, coming up on 20 years. What is it, 18 years? And he's married into the Kennedys. He's got the elite totally behind him. He's got the liberal media, the conservative media. I mean, Fox News did a report last night, and I've got the text of it, that was absolute worship. Just Arnold needs to be president. He's good. We need to change it. Morgenthaler Jones is wonderful. Arnold is so conservative. And don't think conservatives will not go out and vote for this guy. They'll say, I love abortion. I love gun control. Hail Arnold. Well, he's better than Hillary. This is how they get us. This is how they win. They give us false choices. It's like Limbaugh. Ultra-liberal. They figured out how to win by giving you a false choice. I'll explain that when we get back. I'm not joking about that, by the way. And we'll take your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit cmineral.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Listen up, and listen up good. If you don't want a foreigner who openly says they want to dominate and control you and take your freedoms and take your guns and is pro-abortion, pro-cloning, pro-everything evil, then you better get off your hind ends. We're going to go to Ron and Kyle and Don, everybody else here, and get into all the euthanasia and testing pesticides and drugs on foster children and just all mainstream in your face, the evil of who runs this government. The evil, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what they do is they create like a fake football game atmosphere of rah-rah Democrats against Republicans. And they get you all in this simulated political combat. But it's not real. It's like WWF wrestling. And then they have these fights over fake issues when in reality the agendas are identical or 99% the same. And in many cases, the Democrats carry out one part of the agenda and the Republicans act like they oppose it but carry out the other part of the agenda. And they do what is diametrically opposed to the Constitution and the will and common sense of the people. I mean, in major polls, it was like 95% of people were against the New Freedom Initiative. They almost got a two-thirds majority in the House and in the Senate. The vote in the House was 300 and something. It was just amazing. To pass that baby for forced psychological testing. of all children than starting with adults with pregnant women. We've got Republican governors, Democratic governors around the country announcing they want to put satellite trackers or transponders in the cars or use the cameras that scan your license plates to tax you by the mile. They had a California poll, 95.4%. In Texas, they're putting in the same transponder systems in Houston and Austin in the next 2 years. Houston poll, Houston Chronicle, 98%. Austin poll, 93%. They just don't care. They just laugh at us. So it's, you know, I say we got a dumbed down population. That's true to a certain extent. I mean, a certain group of people in America do not know how many continents there are, can't find Iraq on a map, don't know who the vice president is. The majority of high school seniors don't know who the vice president is. Even back when it wasn't somebody hiding in a bunker all the time, they didn't know who Al Gore was. I mean, I've heard Sean Hannity, people, one of the few good things he does is he sends his wife's friend, who's a big liberal like him, out on the street with a cell phone to just walk up and go, who's John Kerry's running mate? And like he talked to like 15 people and not one of them knew. But I'm voting for Kerry. And Republicans are a little more informed, but they're only gone down one more layer of the onion. They think that they know everything about politics. Why, they might even be able to find Iraq on a map for you. They might be able to even tell you what the Fourth Amendment is. But that's as far as it goes. They know big government's bad. They know welfare's bad. But they only know about individual welfare. They don't know about corporate welfare, which is many times bigger. They think that's wonderful. And so you listen to a Limbaugh, how were the corporations that own our government, own our country, that are not free market, how are they going to fool us to stay in big government as it expands and straitjackets us? Well, they put out a bunch of phony conservatives who attack the Democratic agenda, which is a bad agenda by and large, but then they have almost the same agenda, but they attack that agenda and then give the people a false choice. And then don't talk about Bush doubling the growth rate of government, what it was under Bill Clinton. And by the way, only 30% of that's military increases. 70% is all the classic big, great society boondoggles getting us dependent. I mean, this guy's bigger government than Roosevelt, bigger than Truman, bigger than LBJ. I mean, it's just the numbers. But see, they don't want to hear about that. Because to them, it's a football game. It's like going, I don't like your Dallas Cowboys. And they go, listen to me, you redskin. Don't you talk bad about my team. And I'm like, it's just the thinking process gets switched off. And then maybe you can reach through to them and they go, well, he's better than Kerry. It didn't matter. It was staged from the beginning. It wasn't a choice. It was Bush ordained long before. I'm inventing words like Jesse Jackson, though. So, I mean, I look at this, and I look at polls where 80% are against Arnold being president. And then I look at the TV shows, and it's wall-to-wall how great he is, how wonderful he is, how we all got to vote for him. And they're making all the moves. They've introduced the bills. Dana Rohrabacher says it's Arnold in 08. Ha, ha, ha. Former President Bush, father of the governor, father of the now president, says, don't underestimate him, folks. Take it serious. Yes, I'm taking it serious. Look, Arnold is God to these people. He admires Hitler. You know, all the things we've gone over, they don't care. They cover it up. They ignore it. And they have no one on TV countering these people. I mean, the new campaign began when the last campaign ended. I mean, the day after the campaign, folks, they launched this Arnold thing, and it's been wall-to-wall since. In fact, it was even going on weeks before that, when he was in Ohio and everywhere else. Oh, man, president, oh, they're not stopping. Can you not see the agenda? And conservatives are going to hear George Bush and hear Orrin Hatch and hear all these people endorsing Arnold for president, and they're going to say, well, I guess I better do that. I mean, and then they're going to play it off with Arnold versus Hillary, and they're going to say only Arnold can defeat her. Why, in polls it shows he can defeat her. You know, they'll be putting out these polls by then. And this is the Karl Rove plan, who's admittedly advising Arnold by phone every week through George Shultz. when Bush is done, it's Arnold's turn, Rohrabacher said. And we're going to sit here in denial about this. Look, I'm trying to warn you. I'm trying to get you in gear to stop this, and we can stop it. You've got to go to arnoldexposed.com, and you need to go to the PayPal link and give us $20. And every red cent will go to running ads. And the ads are so the media cannot ignore what we're doing. That will force them. Plus, the ads will be online. Millions will see them that way. The radio ads are going to air here, and we're going to buy some time on some key stations in Sacramento and L.A., maybe even D.C. Depends on how much money comes in. And the problem is, you buy $10,000 worth of ads, you actually get far less than if you buy $20,000 worth. It's like, it's weird. You know, it's like when you buy something in bulk. If you buy $20,000 worth, the ads are $15 a piece. And if you buy $10,000 worth, they're $100 a piece. I mean, it's actually much more. It's weird how they do it. We need your support. ArnoldExposed.com, or write to me, write a check right now to Alex Jones on the bottom of it, say for the Arnold campaign in the memo section, and we've got a ledger, quite a few checks have come in, most of them small. I want to thank those that have sent them in, and it's all going in the account, and we are going to spend it on this, 100%. Help us stop a foreigner from being our president. And lastly, and then I'll go to your calls. Lastly, on this subject, contact CNN, contact Fox, nicely, contact ABC, contact them all. Get their emails, their phone numbers, call them and go, man, all I see is this Amend for Arnold group all over your channels every day. I mean, every day. And only CNN has just mentioned our website. She gets 5 minutes, and then now they mention us for 5 seconds. You know, why won't you have a group on that represents the views of the majority of the American people? Because they can't have me on, folks, because they know what's true. They know what's backed up. They know all the mainstream news articles I've got posted, hundreds of them, with the I dream of walking the earth as the ruler of the earth. I dream of being your king and ruling you, and I admire Hitler and dictators, and I want to be worshipped at Nuremberg. And everyone agreeing with what I say, and I'm in the gay porno mags, and I'm in the... They know that Arnold cannot survive real exposure. I don't even care if they put me on TV. I don't even care about it. You challenge them to talk about not the Nazi allegations, we got the quotes, the admissions. We got him telling U.S. News and World Report that we're little people who need to be dominated and controlled and have our lives run. And told what to do and how to behave. He's a guy who's so mean to people on movie sets, it's in just scores of publications. He never challenges it. He makes people grovel and call themselves ugly dogs. He's a scumbag. He's everything I hate. I can't stand bullies and arrogant, preening peacocks. Narcissistic, megalomaniacal maniacs. He is a textbook beast man, the archetypal image they want to stick on the American empire, and they're going to do it to us. And folks, things go bad when Austrians take over foreign countries. I mean, this is just unbelievable. All right, Ron in New York, thanks for holding here on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Getting right on with the topic, in Monday's New York Sun, there was an article in here about how the city council in New York City is just overwhelmed and is this big momentum to try and get foreign nationals, so-called green card holders, to change the law so they could become police officers. With no further stipulation in that, they could remain police officers.
And listen, 20% of our forces in Baghdad were illegal aliens from Mexico. This is it. This is the foreign crowd to break up the country, to drive a wedge, and we're going to have our immigrant president, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, and if you
and that's what Bush Sr. said. He said, with a nation now, with all these immigrants.
Alex, if you think it's bad that you have them in the military, even though I don't agree with them in the military, at least two things could be said. At least theoretically and for the most part, they're overseas dealing with other foreign nationals.
But literally, these are mercenaries.
And basically, and at least, okay, if they want to go through that to try and get some kind of status, What can I tell you? Okay, more power to them.
No, but now we're going to have the same. Well, hold on, Boston. It came out 2 years ago. 90%. I still remember this headline. 90% of those at the airport weren't even citizens.
Yes, that's true.
And it was something like 44% were actually illegal aliens.
Yes, that's true. That
so these are our ruling class. The people with the turbans are the rulers. Then the media tells the middle class, regardless of what color you are, lay down, we're fighting the turbans. And then meanwhile, all the real anti-terror training is against gun owners and homeschoolers. Go ahead.
Well, as I was saying, so now you would have a situation where you would have a foreign national within the borders of the country with a badge, with a gun, enforcing laws against an American citizen. Could you imagine that? You're so...
Yeah, I actually saw that article. I actually saw that article. Resend it to me.
I'll have to mail it to you via snail mail. I don't have an email, but you did see the article? Please,
yeah,
mail
it. Yeah, I saw it, and it's just one more of those things that slipped through. And every other newscast is how sweet the immigrants are and how we're mean to them, and we need another 30 million.
You know what I like? If you ever heard this catchphrase, that's been, it's like a disease or flu. It goes around. Well, they're taking jobs Americans won't take. I guess Americans don't work. There must be 280 million unemployed Americans, because if you were to believe this, because we constantly hear it, whether it's about jobs, whether it's about political leadership, we're not capable of doing anything.
That's right. We can't even have our own president. We need an Austrian who admires Hitler.
Yes, and we need foreign officers walking around the streets of America so that they could put a gun to the back of American citizens' heads, because we're not capable of doing anything. We must all be...
And, Ron, you've been calling for years. You're a retired New York City police officer.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
What do your police officer friends think about this?
You know what? Most don't even know. And when I've talked to a few neighbors, just a few local neighbors, the attitude is, oh, my, that's terrible, but I got to get home and see what the Donald is going to do on TV tonight, or who's winning in the football, who's winning the football game. I mean, you know, you got to admit, too, what makes this possible, Alex, is there's a good percentage of American citizens themselves. Let's face it, they're lowlifes. They're lowlifes, because if you don't care about the fact that you're going to be subjugated and your children and grandchildren are going to be subjugated by a foreigner who doesn't have your interests at heart at all, then there's something really wrong with your personality or your moral compass. These people make it possible for quisling political leaders, that's what we have in large part in this country, facilitators of the takeover and the invasion, quisling political leaders who were born at least in America.
And they're going to build their own foreign armies that are only allied to them.
That's correct. They're not concerned. They're not looking at this country like you or I do. We have a loyalty to our nation. To them, they're just chasing a transnational...
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. All the neocons on talk radio talk about is immigration, but then they never point out that Bush is for total open borders and total amnesty, and I've now heard Hannity actually endorse the amnesty.
Well,
it's insane, people!
The thing that the president has largely dealt with since being reelected... And I'm sorry if this does offend some really heavy-duty conservatives. The thing he's dealt with since he was reelected, he's almost occupied his time on, is helping to facilitate more invasion or intrusion into the country. He was down in conferences in Latin America for the last few weeks.
No, I know, and appointing pro-abortion, pro-gun control, pro-open border people to everything, and the neocons go, the liberals are attacking Gonzalez, the liberals are attacking Rice, the liberals are attacking...
The government is facilitating an attack on the American people.
They are.
And the foreign nationals.
They are. I appreciate the call. I mean, it's simple, folks. When your government brings in foreigners to rule you, you're in Rome, you're in Russia, I mean, this is just classic. It's like the British bringing in the German Hessians. Let's talk to Kyle in California. Kyle, go ahead. You're out there in Arnold Land under the Gruppenführer.
Oh, I'm right by the Bohemian Grove itself. Alex.
Oh, the Christian place.
Oh, yeah, the fake Christian place. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to tell all the people who consider themselves conservatives out there that if you want to examine the evidence, they need to jump ship from the Republican Party, because there's nothing conservative about this.
I thought giant government, total loss of freedom, I thought that's conservative.
No, not for my taste, thanks. But I wanted to address something that President Bush said about not betting against Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Don't bet against him. This is your new president. Learn to worship.
I do a little internet gambling on sports at a hobby level, and they put up a little internet lines for political things, and Arnold was up there for the 2008 Republican representative at 250 to 1. And that thing lasted about 3 days before they took that line down, because I can only imagine after all the TV coverage, just like President Bush was a favorite in the same betting community, these people have insights into what's going on in the underworld.
The casinos are never wrong. They say who's going to be president. They know. They're always right. I didn't know that. So the gambling houses are saying Arnold's in.
Well, it was a 250-1 odd, so there was a huge underdog, and that line got pulled off after 3 days because it's obviously with the propaganda going on that they obviously understand that the machine wants this to happen. Also, I want to for some of your, I know you got a conservative base. One thing, you have my PayPal donation, but I want to give props for a hip-hop artist named Immortal Techniques that's discussing a lot of the topics that you discuss. He's rough around the edges, but for people who enjoy
variety. You want to stay with us, Kyle? You want to stay with us?
Okay, I will.
All right, we'll be right back with Kyle, then Don and others. Then Paul Watson will be joining us from his keep in England.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, John and Jerry and Tim and David, everybody, your calls are coming up here. I'm told that Jerry disagrees with me, so I'm gonna try to go to him after we talk to Kyle here in a second, then to others. Just briefly, I've made 11 films. American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004, is out. And it shows how it was staged from the beginning, how the guys are cousins, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, the latest 9/11 information, the latest Patriot Act information. Just, it's a great video, 1995 on VHS or DVD. Each additional DVD to give as a gift and get as many as you want, is $5.95 when you buy one at the regular price. So get a whole bunch of these and give them as gifts. Also, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, my premier 9/11 film that covers the whole history of government-sponsored terror. It is $24.95 for the almost three-hour DVD. Each additional copy is $5.95, so you can give them as gifts. A bunch of new specials. Just go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the specials. Order them online via the Secure Safe shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Make the call. Get the films today. Start spreading the word. The globalists cannot stand being exposed. Let's go back to Kyle in California. Finish up what you were saying, Kyle.
Well, a lot of things, Alex. I just want to thank you. I've recently been all through Prison Planet, and I saw that you had some new additions with that movie Outfoxed, which I would totally encourage people to investigate how this media works on our brains and what they're really going for, which is their own ends. And also I wanted to take the opportunity to call out, because I know you have a lot of coast-to-coast listeners, and challenge Art Bell to have you on, because I've heard him a number of times, and he has a position where he refuses to acknowledge the facts. And I think that's the biggest problem that we're facing, is that people are just too afraid to face the facts.
I'd like to go on Art's show. Thanks for the call, Kyle. Is it Jerry in Colorado? Jerry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I intend to contribute to your Stop Arnold campaign because of what he represents and who he obviously works for. But where I disagree with you is the argument that part of the problem is his being foreign-born. I couldn't care less where someone's born any more than I care what the color of their skin is.
But, I mean, here's an example. I will always be a Texan, no matter where I live. First and foremost, it's ingrained in the culture. I mean, this guy's from a foreign country.
Well,
and I mean, you know, so my wife's family worked for the Agriculture Department. They lived in Europe for 15 years. They said they always felt first and foremost to be Americans. And,
well,
and Arnold, but go ahead.
Well, I personally know people, most of us probably do, who perhaps came from iron country curtains and have a greater appreciation for what America should be.
Yeah, when you talk to those folks, though, they say that foreigners shouldn't be able to be president. I mean,
yeah.
Imagine trying to go to Russia and run for president as an American.
Well, as an example, if Paul Watson were born in England but moved here and became naturalized, I would have no problem at all voting for him for president.
You know, though, if you let him, then you let everybody else, and I'm against Paul Watson ever running for president.
I just don't see it. I don't understand why a birthplace really necessarily influences a person's views.
And, well, this is a good call from you, because this illustrates how they're going to sell it. You understand, they're going to sell it that it's for all the immigrants, but it's admittedly for Arnold. So see, you have to vote against changing the Constitution, because not just because of foreigners, even if you're for that, you have to understand that means it's going to be Arnold, brother.
Well, I do understand that the move to change the Constitution would be designed to benefit his run.
So do you oppose that?
No, I do not oppose a foreign-born citizen being a politician in the U.S. if they've moved here legally and followed all the rules and become naturalized.
Well, they can be a governor, they can be a senator, they just can't be in the cabinet.
Right. To me, it's what they do more than where they're from.
But you understand, this is for Arnold. Politically, even if you're for foreigners being president, you have to be against this because it's for Arnold, sir.
Well, like I said, I'll be sending you a check for the campaign. I just disagree with that particular check.
Well, I appreciate you, sir. I get your point. Thank you.